You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at FitBod.me/Zabe. That's FitBod.me/Zabe. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Today on the ZabeCast, it's Andy Poland, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word mushugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Monday, October 2nd, 2023. Buckle up, kids. This is absolutely the most exciting time of the sports calendar year. First 2 weeks of October. Here comes baseball. Football's at full boil. And pretty soon, we're going to have NBA, Andy, although don't know how excited you are for this year's Wizards in Milwaukee, where you know I do a morning show. The city is all abuzz after the big Damian Lillard acquisition.
Yeah, last week.
Oh, my God. Everyone is like, we're going to win the championship again. And, you know, they're favored, and they should be formidable. Mm-hmm. But you never quite know how these things work out. Anyway, how you doing on this Sunday night as we're getting ready to sit down and watch one more shot of football? The Jets minus Aaron Rodgers against the Kansas City Chiefs with Taylor Swift in attendance. I'm sick of this story, and I am a Taylor Swift fan. I bet you're probably really sick of it.
Well, you know, I'm surprised that the Chiefs, you know, who seem to do everything right, are kind of allowing this to happen. Now, maybe they're mature enough and they've been to enough Super Bowls where it doesn't become a distraction. But this is where teams usually start to break down. Happened with the Bears, you know, the 85 Bears. They started doing all their commercials and all their other chazarai. We've seen this with the Cowboys when they, you know, Jerry had to buy Dion and, you know, and had to chase away Jimmy Johnson. You know, teams can fall apart that look like dynasties off of something like this. So I'd be a little concerned if I was a Chiefs fan.
All right, now, whoa, whoa, whoa. You said she was on the Chiefs team plane?
Yeah.
I did not see that report. I did see a report that Travis Kelce was spotted last night leaving her swank multi-million-dollar Manhattan apartment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not that she couldn't charter her own plane if she wanted to go to New York.
You're confirming this story because I don't see it right now. Not that I don't believe you, Andy, but I just want to.
I saw it on Twitter that they said that she had gone on the team plane. I don't know who posted it, but yeah. I'm surprised. That's all.
Is there more to this whole thing than maybe meets the eye?
What?
Hello?
Andy? Well,
Is there more to this than meets the eye? Meaning, imagine I'm Brian Windhorst, and I'm leaning back in my chair, and I've got my two fingers in the air, and I'm moving them apart, trying to figure out what's going on here. This feels a bit too orchestrated. Fox last week, when they knew she was going to be at the game, requested her camp to use her music to bump out of breaks. She and her camp said no. Yet, what is the promo that NBC has been running for this game tonight? It's included her hit song, Welcome to New York. So she approved it for this, but denied Fox. And this seems so orchestrated. Like, is she going to go to every game?
I think this, you know, this could last a while. It's definitely good for him and his brother. They're trying to become the Mannings. So this is good for business for them. And for her, I think she's kind of fascinated by it because she's picking up an audience that she really hasn't had before. You know,
Have you seen on social media all the troll jobs that women are doing to their men, saying they set up their phone and they go, hey, hon, I really think that Taylor Swift's helping put Travis Kelce on the map. And the men are like, what are you talking about? He's already one of the best tight ends in football. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He was already on the map. And the women are doing this just to goad the men. There's been some reverses of that where the men are saying that to women, like, hey, I think Travis Kelce is putting Taylor Swift on the map.
Well, you know, it's just people work in, you know, different worlds. Their totally. Their lives are different. So, yeah. But I think this is much better for the Kelces than it is for Ms. Swift.
Yeah. So are you a fan of hers?
I wouldn't say that. No. I mean, I know who she is.
Can you name two of her songs?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, my daughter's 35 years old.
Is your daughter a fan of hers?
I don't know. I assume she likes her, but I can't. I've never heard her talk about her. No.
All right. Who was the last pop star you really liked? Madonna?
You mean talking about a woman?
Pop star. Well, yeah, or man.
No, Pharrell. I like Pharrell.
Okay. All right. By the way, he will be doing that. Or no, Usher will be doing halftime for the Super Bowl. So there's
Pharrell has done it though. I enjoy his music very much.
All right. So that's your one pop star. Are you anti pop star or what's your taste in music?
My taste in music is what you would expect from a 65-year-old man. I like Billy Joel. I like Elton John. I like James Taylor. You know, those are the people from the 70s are people I like.
About who? Rolling Stones?
Not as much, no.
Okay. All right. So a little bit more melodic rock.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like yacht rock?
Yeah, I guess so. I think you could say that.
Okay. All right, let's get to the football from week number four in the NFL. We've got four data points now to start drawing conclusions. I said I was going to wait until we're at least four games in to start drawing conclusions. And let's start with your Commanders. Put on a game effort. Had a chance to go for two with zeros on the clock against the unbeaten Eagles. One of two unbeaten teams left after they and the Niners won on Sunday. and Riverboat Ron. Oh, the riverboat. I'm a gambler. YOLO, baby. Went for overtime instead. Boo.
I had no problem with it. I thought that was the right call because you're saying to the Eagles, we think we're a better team. We think we can beat you. We'll start the game over, and we can beat you. And
why would you say that? Why would you think that? They were in the Super Bowl last year.
I understand, but you would come back on them.
Right.
You had dominated much of the first half.
Okay.
I think to put it all to me, at that spot, to put it all on one play, which is a relatively low percentage play, I think, isn't it?
No, it's not low percentage.
Is it less than 50%? I think it is, isn't it?
Globally, it's 43%, and by global, okay. I mean all teams, all situations.
Right.
For the Commanders, maybe it was going to be less. Maybe it was going to be 35%. My logic, though, goes like this. You just daggered them with zeros on the clock with a play that started with 1 second left. Great play. Great throw by Sam Howell. Hell of a bounce back game by him, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Go for two. It's a win or a lose. You go to overtime, and you know what you then have to say to yourself? We think we can do more good things in a 10-minute span than they do. We think we can move the ball better. We think we can score better, if not a touchdown, at least a field goal. We think we can stop you from moving the ball better. Why would you think you can be better than the Eagles, who you're not better than, when you had a chance on a 43% shot to win the game right there?
Well, I think that in overtime, you can overcome unsuccessful plays. If that play is not successful, you lose on the spot. So he did this in 2020. 2020, maybe different situation. First year, he's playing the Giants on the road, and he went for two and lost. So
would you ever go for two for the win?
I don't know. I don't think only if it was a situation where I thought, oh Jesus, I got too many guys banged up, too many injured. My quarterback's not even in the game at that point. You know, it would have to be a circumstance where I really thought if it goes to overtime, we really don't have a shot.
Okay. Overall, big picture though, you got to feel pretty good about the team at 2-2, given the way they bounced back from just getting humiliated by Buffalo.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, I think. Look, Sam Howell, big doubts, and who wouldn't have big doubts? He threw four interceptions and was sacked nine times. That just doesn't happen. And I think he took three or four sacks today, but didn't throw any interceptions, and was able to shake off bad plays and continue to bring the team back. I think they found themselves a quarterback. Now, you know, he could go south in the second half of the season. But reality is, he looked like a different guy today than he did last week, and that's what he said. He said against Buffalo, that was not him.
Have you thrown away the receipt yet?
No, because you did that too many times, and it was a stupid mistake. You wanted to do that with Patrick Ramsey.
Absolutely.
Jason Campbell. I mean, no.
RG3. Receipt, goodbye. This guy is it. Okay, so you're holding on to the receipt. Okay, fair enough. Who do the Commanders have next?
They are playing at home against the Bears on Thursday night.
That's right, they got the Bears. By the way, did you hear the Al Michaels bitterness that he had to call that game the way he was promoing it last Thursday night?
No, what did he say?
Oh, yeah. Just the tone. The tone was unmistakably... God, I used to be a big shot. Look at me. I'm doing Thursdays with this college guy, with this college haircut.
Well, I have cousins from Chicago, and they had arranged to come in for the game. And while they were getting housed by Kansas City last Sunday, I got a text from them, Howard Berger. And he said, we're not going to spend any more time and money on the Bears. So if you can get rid of those tickets, and they were suite tickets from the station. So it wasn't like I bought them or anything. And,
but they're luxury suite tickets. So they wouldn't have to spend on tickets. They would just have to come to DC.
Yeah. But they would have to spend time. They would have to spend money for flights, hotel, et cetera.
Okay, and what isn't a large part of that just to see you and the whole mishpucha?
Well,
as the saying goes.
It was an opportunity to do that, but they thought, well, we can do this another time. And they also have twins that are in different colleges.
Right.
The daughter is at Indiana, the son is at Missouri. So weekends, are kind of made up of visiting them.
That's so weird that they were ready to come if it was going to be a good season. Now they're like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, basically.
Well, the Bears season got even worse today because they coughed up a massive lead against Denver, 28-7. Justin Fields looked great, which Denver has a trend of doing with that shit defense of theirs. He looked great for 55 of the 60 minutes of the game and then had a fumb six and a pick that ended the game. So they are still on pace to take USC's star quarterback, Caleb Williams, if he doesn't stay in school to avoid the Bears, they're number one.
And the Bears, if I'm not mistaken, they have their pick and they have they have the Carolina pick, so they could be picking one and two.
Right. they would still probably fuck it up. Here was Al Michaels last Thursday night.
Off to the nation's capital next week, Bears Commanders on Thursday Night Football.
I bet the director was like doing the motion signal, like, and say something, add something, sell it, Al, sell it.
This reminds me of a story I was told by Larry Matthews, who was once a newsman at WMAL, and I worked with him at in San Antonio. And before that, he had been at WWDC. And WWDC hired Murray the K. Long after Murray the K had been considered the fifth Beatle. He supposedly had discovered the Beatles in New York, put their songs on the radio there first, got to hang out with the Beatles, and now he was working at WWDC, and you know exactly where that is because we worked in the building next door for 4 years, and at that time, it was located next to the Dog Pound. And he said one day he saw Murray the K getting out of his car in his $2,000 suit that he had bought during his heyday of covering the Beatles, and he almost stepped in dog poo that had been around there. And he said, oh, my God, how far has he fallen? So here's Al Michaels saying to himself, Jesus, I used to do Sunday Night Football with John Madden on NBC, and now I'm streaming with some kid who didn't play in the NFL, you know, and maybe knows a lot about football.
Some blue-eyed, blonde-haired college kid who, what am I doing here? By the way, for all you kids out there who think Andy is too old, no, he teaches us stuff. Uncle Andy, I've never heard of Murray the K until now, and I just looked him up. Murray Kaufman, born in New York City. During the early days of Beatlemania, he frequently referred to himself as the fifth Beatle. He was a influential New York City rock and roll impresario and disc jockey. Yeah. He came from a show business family. His mother, Jean, played piano in vaudeville and wrote music, and his aunt was a character actress on stage and film. Murray the K.
he was really popular when top 40 DJs were, you know, the thing.
Impresario, from the Italian impresa, or enterprise or undertaking, a person who organizes and often finances concert plays or operas, performing a role in stage arts that is similar to that of a film or TV producer. An impresario. God, that's so great. Okay, I was at the game Thursday night. Packers lose to the Lions in emphatic fashion. 34-20. Of course, I left early. Everyone who was asking, when'd you leave? Did you leave early? Fuck yeah, it was a school night, for God's sakes. The big story, though, of that game is just how many Lions fans showed up in the stands. There was way too much Honolulu blue for the entitled town crowd, Andy, to stomach. And it's because they have been one of the harder stadiums to infiltrate in large numbers league-wide for years, but now they are showing some cracks. I don't know about you, but I notice more and more, especially these big new fancy stadiums, Jerry World, LA, Vegas. They're 50-50 stadiums on any given week because opposing teams travel big time.
Oh yeah, and staying home to watch the game is great.
It really is. And the other thing is, too, the game was designated a Milwaukee market game or gold package game. The Packers used to play two games a year in Milwaukee at Old County Stadium. They had to put the benches on the same side of the field because of the configuration of the baseball diamond. They finally moved away from that but felt like they owed it to the fans in Milwaukee that were supporting the team. I mean, back when the Packers staying in Wisconsin was not still a done deal. Like, there was a theory that they could move, you know. It's crazy they're stayed, but whatever. So a lot of the Packer Nation is now divided
pointing their fingers at the Milwaukee ticket holders going, you need to stop selling your tickets because the other teams are infiltrating too much. I say, A, the Lions are good for the first time in a million years. B, every team's fan base will travel if the opportunity presents itself. And C, and you know this, Andy, you can't keep these tickets out of the hands of the other team's fans.
Right, and it's Thursday night. So if you're a fan of the Packers and you're going to give up your tickets for one game a year,
it'd be that one.
Give it up. Yeah, because if you got to work the next day, that sucks. Now it's Friday; it's not like a Monday night.
True,
game, but still, it's not conducive to go into, you know, especially when you're older like me and go to bed early. It just doesn't make any sense. So they sold the tickets. One other thing that you should be aware of on that Milwaukee thing. You can thank Alvin Pete Rozelle also for the fact that the Packers are still in Green Bay and the late Wellington Mara as well, because it was Rozelle who sold, especially guys like Mara, who had the number one market in the country and could have made more money than anybody else on television.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Just split the television revenue evenly, and that's why you have teams like that.
Thank you, Pete Rozelle.
Yes,
you said you said Alfred?
Alvin, that's his first name.
Alvin Peter Rozelle.
He went by Pete, but his first name is actually Alvin. And best commissioner ever.
Without a question. And he sold to these NFL owners in the very nascent stages of the league's formation, a form of essentially communism that he said, this will be good for all of us, trust me, when there was not a lot of reason to trust, right?
Yeah, the first national package was 1962. So in 62, everybody got the same amount of TV money. All the games were on CBS. Now, there were only 14 teams in the NFL at that time. They had not yet merged with the NFL. So it was seven games, and they were all on CBS. And that's how, you know, markets like Green Bay kept their team.
Yeah. Also, it's Alvin Ray Rozelle.
Oh.
Alvin Ray, middle name Ray, according to Wikipedia. So I guess he went by Pete. And yes, a titan of a commissioner. Unlike most of the corporate boot-licking ninnies that are currently running these leagues now, that they are fully formed billion-dollar battleships, right?
Well, I mean, right now the commissioner is a paid thug. That's what he is. I mean, really. That's
strong words, Andy.
He's a thug.
I love it.
His job is to shake down as much money as he can out of the networks, screw the players as much as he can. You know, the players say, damn it, we can't accept a 17-game schedule. Here's $1 billion. Shut up. We're playing 17. You know, that's the way that works.
Jaguars beat the Falcons in London. It was the Toy Story game that was on ESPN Plus. My daughter, bless her heart, Catherine, 24 years old, loves football Sunday with her daddy, but she only loves it because there's, you know, we always have pizza. She loves having the take home pizza, so she gets excited for that tradition. I go into her little sunroom where she's on the computer dabbling around. What does she have playing on her phone? The Toy Story game. She's like, Dad, look, Disney Plus has a Toy Story football game that's being played in, what's his name's bedroom, the kid in Toy Story. I go, get out of here. She found it on her own somehow, and she was watching it simultaneous to her noodling around on the computer looking up her favorite show stuff. It blew me away.
I saw a number of people who have kids put out tweets that was very, very popular.
The kid's name is Andy. Like you, Andy. Yeah. Little Andy and Toy Story there. So anyway, the Jaguars play two games now every year in London.
I don't know if it's every year, but whenever they get an opportunity, they go there. There was always talk that they're going to move there. I don't think that's going to happen. Well,
now they're talking about we need money for a new stadium in Jacksonville or a huge upgrade, and that's not going well, according to the residents down there.
Dolphins
come back to earth. The Bills beat them 48-20 in the kaleidoscope league that is the NFL. Was anything more predictable than that?
No. Yeah. I mean, you know, defenses study what they do and everything, but I still think, you know, when you can score that many points, you're going to win games. Now, you know, that's a good team they played today. That team could be in the Super Bowl.
Right.
But they're not playing Buffalo every week.
Right. Vikings beat the Panthers despite Kirk's terrible first half. Pick six. Another pick that ended the first half. He got it together in the second half. Their season is alive, but barely. They're 1-3. They beat the Panthers 21-13. The Panthers fall to 0-4. Mentioned the Bears blowing their lead to the Broncos. Ravens beat the Browns minus Deshaun Watson. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR, who was the talk of August, started and looked completely overwhelmed in this game. The Ravens are out to a 3-1 start, and despite some injuries there, are looking like pretty good contenders. By the way, the Dorian Thompson-Robinson thing coupled with Aiden O'Connell starting for the Raiders means we have 6 QB2s who have already played this year through 4 weeks.
Right.
So
and
we're going to end up with half the
schedule.
Yes, right.
We're gonna have 18 games.
Yeah, we're going to have half the league having to go to a QB2 at some point during the season. Texans rout the Steelers 30-6. And man, oh man, does the other kid from Ohio State look like the real deal? C.J. Stroud, he may become, Andy, the first good Ohio State quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, they've had great teams, but it's always been, you know, back in the day, run-based. And to have somebody who's this good. Now, the Steelers, Mike Tomlin went into this season. I'd never heard him like this before. He was thinking he had a really great team. But, boy, they haven't played like that, have they?
Yeah. Stroud has not yet thrown a pick on the season. He only completed 50% of his passes, 16 of 30, but 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. As the Texans are surprisingly frisky, and they want to absolutely run Matt Canada out of town on a rail as their offensive coordinator. I've not watched enough Steeler games to really weigh in myself, but I'll take it from most people who do watch the Steelers. This guy sucks. Like, this guy is legitimately a shit OC and a shit play caller, which reminds me of something I once posted, Andy.
Yes,
that if you gave me a year of training... I immersed myself into it, I could be at least league average in play calling. Not in being a coach, not in the coordinator sense, just literally calling the plays off the menu, and you scoffed at me. Well, I present to you as evidence, Matt Canada.
Yeah, well, we once had Joe Theismann on the show, and you or I asked him to rattle off a typical play, and it took him about 40 seconds to spit it out with a combination of numbers and colors and letters, and I just looked at you, and you said, well, I'd need a year to pick it up.
Right. I said, Joe, I'm not ready to do this job now. I said, I really need to study. Plus, I would just be calling off a number. Like, I'd say, Okay, Trevor Lawrence, place 63. Yeah. He'd rattle off all the details of it.
I understand. Oh, okay, so that's how your offense would work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have radios, Andy. They have radios. I'd order like off the Chinese menu. I want a 46, a 22, and a side of egg rolls, please.
Have you ever had an interview with the head coach about taking one of these positions with your plan of attack here?
No, they do not answer my calls nor my emails on this, which is surprising. The Rams rally to stun the Colts. Colts had a massive lead in this game. Actually, the Rams had a massive lead, blew it all, and then the Rams won in overtime, 29-23. Pua Nakua, I believe is his name. He is the sensation so far of the year. This kid is like, he was a late round pick. He might be the next Cooper Kupp because he is lighting it up right now for the Rams.
Sean McVay apparently had like a midlife crisis in his 30s. And he, you know, that's when he was flirting with TV last year.
Right.
And now he says he's fully committed and he's a hell of a coach. I mean, they mortgaged everything for that Super Bowl. So it's going to take him a while to rebuild, but he's going to have a pretty good team in a couple of years.
Puka Nakua, 9 catches, $163 out of Utah. And they're going to get Cooper Kupp back this week to the practice field. So that's going to be a positive for the Rams, who are surprisingly sticky as an out. They're not just a lay-down team right now in the NFL. The Buccaneers rout the Saints 26-9. So they're 3-1. I mean, the Dirty South in the NFC is open for business. It's the Buccaneers, I guess, to lose at this point.
Looks that way. I mean, you know, there's always a division like that. And the Commanders were, or the Washington football team a couple of years ago when they were 7-9, won the division.
Right. The Titans rout the Bengals, and the Bengals fall to 1-3. This is another game where it's like, well, it's the NFL. What you saw last week may not make any reference to this week. The Titans were so bad offensively last week, you had a hard time imagining them scoring 10 points, much less 27, but they did on a Bengals team that is reeling. I mean, is this it for the Bengals? Joe Burrow, no touchdown throws, 165 yards.
Jamar Chase, though, did you hear what he said after the game?
Well, Jamar Chase had 7 for 73 on 9 targets, but said, I'm always fucking open.
Yeah.
Well, this is what diva wide receivers do, you know? They complain when the going gets tough.
I thought the diva wide receivers had left the league. I thought when T.O. and Moss went out that there weren't. I guess not.
Why would they leave? Wide receivers always think they're open. They always think they're like 7-11. I'm open. Right. Throw it to me.
They don't seek to destroy the team. You know, like Antonio Brown was completely Meshuggah.
Well, he crazy.
And, and he's out of the league, and I don't think he's coming back. But I thought there were more of them were not all exactly like Terry McLaurin, but more like him.
Chargers beat the Raiders 24-17. It was a big lead for the Chargers. They almost squandered it at the end, got a pick on first and goal from like the 5 for the Raiders. Zayden O'Connell was your starter in this game. Devontae Adams got hurt. Came back in the game, though, with a shoulder injury. He should be good to go for the rematch, or not the rematch, but the game against the Packers a week from Monday night there in the desert.
Did you see how they almost blew the game?
Yes.
Justin Herbert is playing with a broken finger on his left hand, and they try to do the tush push with him where he can't even really take a snap from under center. They got stopped on fourth down, which allowed the Raiders to go down the field and were threatening to tie the game when Asante Samuel had a pick. And he's got 90 yards of open space in front of him and then just falls down with like 2.5 minutes to go. I mean, they did everything they could to blow that game, and somehow they held on to win. Yeah. It's amazing.
Speaking of the brotherly shove play, you saw it a couple times in the Commanders game.
Yes.
It's going to be outlawed.
And
it needs to be outlawed. And not because the Eagles are great at it and everyone else is just sort of meh minus. Because I saw a lot of teams try it and they don't do it the way that Philly does. They can't pull it off the same way. It fails a lot more with other people. But part of it is you can't officiate it now at this point because you had a penalty on one of the brotherly shove plays against Philly because their guard had his hand in the neutral zone. But some would say, well, the Commanders players were also in the neutral zone. I have no idea why they only called it against Philly. Another one of the push plays late in the game that really helped the Eagles win, I thought there was a clear false start on the left guard, but they didn't call that. It's too hard to officiate, and the league is full of shit in that they ban pushing a player on defense out of safety concerns. That was a point Richard Sherman made this week on Fox Sports 1, on that stupid show with Skip Bayless. Maybe the only good point he's ever made, but I go, you know what? He's got a point. Fucking hypocrites. So do you think the play will be banned?
Should be. Yes. I don't know if it will be. I think it came up again, and they allowed it to
for
stay
this
in.
Year. They took a hard look, and they go, well, let's just see if it still works next year. I mean, let's see if there's a defense for it. Also, Phil Sims got in trouble. Not Phil Sims, but his kid, Chris Sims, in trouble by saying, well, I defend it by murdering the quarterback. Go at his head. And they're like, hey, man, how can you say that, given that you nearly died on the football field with a ruptured spleen?
Ruptured spleen. Yeah. Look, Charlie Weiss, the biggest fraud of all time, got himself a contract extension because they lost a close game to USC when Reggie Bush pushed Matt Leinart into the end zone and said, oh, that should have been called. That should have been an illegal play, and Notre Dame would have held on to win.
Right.
Turned out to be the worst contract ever. And then he got another one from Kansas. But, it's not a football play. That's the point.
Yeah, it's a rugby play. And here's the other thing I saw, and this happened, I think, accidentally in the Bills game, but Josh Allen helped push his running back into the end zone on short yardage because there was a bobbled exchange. Yeah. And then he just said, oh, he's getting stacked up. Let me help him. Teams are going to start designing plays where the quarterback, because you don't want to necessarily get your quarterback all banged up on that play, do a quick handoff to your up back and have two guys behind him, and then everybody push from there. That play will be unstoppable. You watch. Yeah. It's coming. Cowboys were at the Patriots 38-3. Belichick is 1-3. They had to bench Mac Jones in this game. He was fucking awful. They're going to have a long year. What happens to Belichick in New England?
This is fascinating because he's got one win, right? So he's now 18 away from breaking Don Shula's record, which obviously isn't going to happen this year. So they would have to bring him back next year for sure to do it. Let's say he wins 6 games this year. Is he going to win 12 next year? Probably not. So you're stuck with him for another 2 years. And supposedly, Belichick is all pissed off because Don Shula ripped him after Spygate.
Right.
And so now he wants to break Shula's record. But I don't know what Bob Kraft is going to do. You know, he's got this guy in his 70s who's, you know, clearly they got a team that's way fading after the Brady years. Is he going to, and he can't find another quarterback. What are you going to do? This is a really tough call.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. And then the Niners pull away from the Cardinals, who played them tough for much of the game, 35-16. Once again, Christian McCaffrey was spectacular. They won this game with, I don't think, a single catch from one. I'm brain locking right here. Debo Samuel.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which means they can win a lot of different ways. They and the Eagles are the only 4-0 teams currently in the NFL. So what we expected prior to the season, what we expected is happening again. Purdy looks very good. I don't know what to make of him. He doesn't have plus attributes, but he just wins, for God's sake. So
he's lucky. And then the Cowboys might be good, too. You know, they slipped up against the Cardinals, but they have looked good in their other 3 games.
Yeah. All right, Andy, back to more football. Tell me if you see Taylor Swift in the stands tonight. I'm going to be keeping a keen eye out for her. I don't know if they're going to show her or not. But I hope they do.
Rodgers is there, too, so he's going to be looking for some airtime as well.
Rodgers flew in from California after he was cleared to fly from his Achilles surgery. Apparently, he'd tell the Jets, hey, stop pointing fingers.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's rich, because that's your job, right? Oh! Oh! Zing! Good luck, Rodgers, on that. All right, Andy, as always, a pleasure. I think we did a good job running through the league, and I know you wanted to get some hot takes off on the Ryder Cup. But you probably didn't watch any of it since Tiger wasn't in it. And
no,
I'm going to do a whole show on the Ryder Cup with the Capital Golf Gang on Wednesday.
But I did see some video of Rory McIlroy flipping out at like 5-7. Like Joe Lacava?
Joe Lacava was acting like a fucking clown. And Rory was in the right. Hey, Lacava, you could be replaced by a chimp, all right? You're there to carry the bag. Know your role, buddy. Anyway, hats off to Europe. They were the better team. Andy, we'll talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Dave. Take care.
There you go. All right, thanks for listening. Have yourself a Cracker Jack Monday. Like I said, Capital Golf Gang drops on Wednesday afternoon. Full Ryder Cup recap, and we will see you then. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.